This podcast is supported by St. Cloud Technical College. Not sure what field to pursue? SCTC offers general education courses. Enrollment information at 320-308-5000.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Subjunctivitis.
You.
This week on Grammar Grader, we're going to dim the lights and get into a subjunctive mood. A listener from Wisconsin wrote to us recently and asked this question.
I know if I were you is right, but why shouldn't it be if I was you? Why use the plural, were, with the singular I?
This is a great question with an interesting answer. The listener points out that were is plural, and that's correct. In the case of regular first-person plural or second- or third-person plural past tense, but that's not what we are talking about. In the case of I were you, the form of the verb to be is actually in the subjunctive mood. Patricia O'Connor, in her book Woe Is I, explains that moods, as they relate to verbs, indicate a state of being or reality. Indicative mood means that something has actually happened, whereas verbs in the subjunctive mood express possibility, hypothetical situations, hope, or expectation. O'Connor refers to the subjunctive as the wishful mood. According to Fowler's Modern English Usage, the subjunctive mood is recognizable in modern English in a couple restricted cases. The third person singular by the absence of a final S, as in,
the dean recommends he face expulsion.
More commonly, the subjunctive mood is employed in hypothetical uses of be. The subjunctive can be heard in common phrases like these.
If I were him,
be that as it may,
would that it were so.
Subjunctives are common in French and Spanish, with complete conjugations that need to be learned to express this mood correctly. In English, it's not anywhere as complex, nor as well known, which may be why it's so commonly misused or misunderstood in conversation, writing, popular culture, and music.
All right, students, it's time for your presentation. You've been given the incredibly simplistic task of identifying improper usage of the subjunctive mood in a popular song. I've even made arrangements with the audiovisual department to plug in those portable MP3 players you all seem to enjoy so well. Remember, we're doing this only because it's the end of the term. If this were December, you'd be dissecting Shakespeare. Very well. John, please step up and give your report.
For my report, I chose the song I Wish by Skee-Lo.
Hello, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a
goodness, that was dreadful. And tell me, John, what should he have said?
I wish I were a bit taller. I wish I were a little bit taller. I wish I were a baller. I wish I had a girl, and if I did, I would call her.
Very good. Next time, sing it with the beat. Moving on. Ah, yes, Amy, what noise have you brought in for us today?
Ooh, I picked Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani. I love this song.
If I was a rich girl, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, see, I'd have all the money in the world if I was a wealthy girl.
Rubbish! And what ought the lyrics be?
If I were a rich girl, na 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 na. See, I have all the money in the world if I were a wealthy girl.
Next time, fewer na na na's, please. For your homework, in a 5-page essay, consider how the popularity of the subjunctive mood may have been bolstered if the original version of If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler on the Roof had been on your MP3 players instead of all this tripe. In that song, were is subjunctive, expressing a hope or possibility, remote as it was for poor Tevye.
According to Garner's Modern American Usage, the best rule of thumb around the subjunctive mood is to contrast what is being said with what has actually happened. If what you are trying to say is actual fact, use the indicative mood of the verb. If what you are trying to express reflects a hope, supposition, suggestion, or command, you're better off using the subjunctive mood. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Sources used for this episode include Fowler's Modern English Usage by H.W. Birchfield, Woe Is I by Patricia O'Connor, and Garner's Modern American Usage by Brian A. Garner, all of which are available at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Our editor is Jen Houck. Brett Baldwin is our producer, and he also wrote this week's episode. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.